Yo, what's good? We back with another episode of the Stats vs. Facts podcast where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. Yep. We up here, that's all we speak. I'm your host, Ian. Got the gang back. Brian Shane, what's good?
What up, good people?
Yo.
We just finished an interesting week 9 in the league. And y'all know the motto, we don't waste any time up here, so let's get straight to it. Week 9 overreactions. Shane, I'm going to start with you this time.
All right, I'm checking my notes.
Here we go.
Yeah. Got notes, boy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
About to drop heat.
CJ Stroud is top 5.
Woo! Well, we starting off hot, for real.
Fire and brimstone. After that week we just had. And you know what? I mean, it wouldn't be Sam much, but I can say he's clutcher than Josh Allen. Because with that game, when the Bucs scored, that the Bills is losing that team with Josh Allen starting. You know when he leaves the field with the lead and then the lead is lost, they don't win the game. And if they go to OT, they still didn't win the game. That happened week 1 against the Jets when Aaron Rodgers tore his ACL within like 30 seconds. And Achilles, my bad. But yeah, we're just going to start with Stroud being top 5. I can probably name. He probably outperformed all the quarterbacks I named. Yeah, he definitely outperformed all the quarterbacks I would even name that's currently above him. But he's definitely top 5 going into week 10.
So who are the 5 quarterbacks?
Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
I can name Allen, but he's been having some good games.
You don't have to name.
I don't.
Anything's changed with Allen.
Herbert, can name him. He's definitely more clutch than Herbert. That dude gave up a 20-some point lead in the playoffs, so don't want to hear his name mentioned when Brown CJ Strouds. And, I mean, Burrow got the win against another person who wasn't clutch. Shout out Q. We finally got to see the game that never happened. And then there goes Stroud. I mean, it actually doesn't sound too egregious listing him out right now. I swear it don't.
It does.
It does. Because your name Hurts. So you're saying he's CJ Stroud better than Hurts?
Yeah. Him and Tank Dell's a nasty combo, clearly.
CJ better than Lamar?
Yeah, that's what I was waiting on, too. That's literally the MVP front runner right now.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. The NFL dropped their midseason.
Yeah, I just saw that. I was going to ask.
What does Vegas say?
It's Lamar and Hurts. Lamar's barely a favorite.
Last time I saw Mahomes was a favorite.
Yeah, but CJ's doing his thing. I mean, I got to respect it. Especially me not being in college. God, this is a perfect overreaction for me. And I'm not even going to go into. I can't wait for my next turn for my next overreaction. So I think we can probably all agree. Yeah, no, CJ Stroud is top 5.
How do we just?
So y'all not co-signing it.
No, not the top 5. That's a little.
I think my overreaction. If what was CJ Stroud related, it probably would have been like he's the best in his division, which is basically saying he's better than Trevor Lawrence.
That was too easy. Have you seen Trevor Lawrence this year? I think he's had like maybe 4 good weeks. None better than the week Stroud just had.
So Stroud's in the top 5 quarterback.
He's better than Lamar.
He's better than Hurts.
Matter of fact,
So Justin Herbert, you better than Lamar and Hurts?
No.
So but you said Herbert better than Stroud.
I can revamp it. I was going into the usual, typical. These guys, you look at them, you see what they can do. You start talking about potential. But when you start talking about results, that changes a lot. But it is, before I start rambling, I'll just say Mahomes. Switch it up, boom. Hurts, Lamar, Allen, Stroud. I'm putting him over Burrow, Herbert. Yeah, I put him over Herbert and Burrow, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It's overreaction episode. That's what we're looking for. I ain't mad at it. Oh, right now, Mahomes is still the betting favorite.
Yeah, I'm looking at. We're on Fox.
I'm on FanDuel.
Oh.
Seen PFF. Yeah. I seen the PFF. They tweeted
NFL
it like 20
got
minutes ago.
Awards. They had Lamar. That's all they won. It hurts too. But I'm looking at. Fox. They got Mahomes 1, but this is as of... Oh, no, this is today. I was about to say November 7th. This is today.
Yeah. Who, PFF?
No, Fox. I just put in NFL MVP favorites. The Fox is the first one to pop up.
Yeah, the race is wide open for MVP. Is Stroud an MVP conversation? Should he be?
If they make the playoffs.
Okay. I'm not mad at that. I'm mad at that.
Yeah, Barney, you'll go.
Want me to go? Overreaction.
Let's hear it.
Drake May, congratulations to you. You are a New York Giant because we know the Giants are not drafting black quarterbacks. Therefore, Drake May, congratulations to you. You are a New York Giant. Actually, no, that's not. That's a joke, rather. the overreaction is the Giants not going to be able to do nothing with Daniel Jones.
They're going to void his contract.
They can't void his contract. Yes, it's not like he has a life-ending injury or nothing like that. But I think the Giants are going to be stuck with Daniel Jones next year. Nobody's trading for him.
It's not a stuck position, if you think about it.
It is. Nobody's trading for him. They'll owe him like $40 million if they cut him. They're not going to do that. I don't see them
drafting.
Yeah, do that. I don't see them drafting another quarterback if Daniel Jones is still going to be on the roster coming off an injury. Y'all probably better off trading whatever top five pick y'all about to get and build around him that way. But, yeah, despite his season being over due to him tearing his ACL, and the Giants probably not winning another game. And as soon as I say that, they'll probably beat us in 2 weeks. But outside of that, I don't see them moving on from Daniel Jones because they can't. Like, they just signed him to that extension, man. Trying to get out of that contract is going to be hell for them that they're not going to be willing to do. So, congratulations to all rookie quarterbacks. You won't be drafted by the New York Giants because if you were, it would be over for you already.
So the overreaction is the Giants championship window is officially closed.
That would not be an overreaction at all.
No, it would be an overreaction because when the fuck was their window open? When was the championship window open?
Literally, if you look back to about January 2023.
NFC East hasn't had back-to-back division winners in years. And the last time the Giants won the division was 2011.
That's a long window. That's about a 12-year window.
That y'all have not won the division.
No, that we had an opportunity to win.
But y'all have the biggest drought.
No, wait. We didn't win the division last year.
I know.
Oh. That's because y'all were in the playoffs. He's saying because they were in the playoffs last year, the championship window was open.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. It still wasn't.
Yes,
and y'all beat Minnesota and still we had no chance.
Beat the hell out of the Minnesota.
Like what? You know who else was in the playoffs last year?
Dak
was in the playoffs. But you know who else was in the playoffs last year?
Tom Brady.
Dolphins were the third string quarterback. They wasn't winning nothing last year. Tyler Huntley was also in the playoffs last year. I don't think the Ravens really thought that their window was open.
The window's always open till you close it. I think we're closing it now.
Now.
With an Achilles injury, I mean, he's not Aaron Rodgers.
Not week one.
Definitely not week
one. Or at the end of September.
Maybe at the end of week one, we had to rethink about.
That's what I mean.
Oh, I thought you meant when the game started.
No.
Sunday kickoff.
When training camp started, the championship window closed for the Giants this year.
Every year is not a winning year. What can I say?
You rarely have them. But my overreaction was going to be Dolphins or frauds, but that's not even an overreaction because they literally can't beat
that team.
I'm going to say, dang, I just had it. But my, oh. Who was it?
Refer to your notes.
That's what I'm trying to go back to. Maybe this may not be overreaction, but it could be. But Arthur Smith could be the worst coach in my lifetime.
That's literally in my nose, bro.
Like the way you have 3 top 10 picks all on offense, and you're using them all as distractions to free up who? Smith?
Algier?
Like you have Bijan, who has just struggled like the last 5 weeks. You have Drake London, who I've never been a big fan of, but I also do see the potential. But it's like they're just not getting in the ball. Then, obviously, the freak athlete Kyle Pitts. You use your 4th pick on a tight end that you don't use at all. Like, the game plan is just terrible. Like, you should get the ball to your stars, not use your stars as decoys for role players. That doesn't make any type of sense. Because you have multiple players. I don't understand if you're like, okay, let's use this play. Kyle Pitts, you the decoy to get the ball to Drake London. It's literally, now all three of y'all are decoys, and we're just going to get the ball to whoever the other person is. And it's so frustrating. Y'all lost. They just lost at home to Minnesota, who was obviously on the technically third-string quarterback. Kurt got hurt, obviously, last week. I don't even know who this. I don't know. Who was the quarterback before Dobbs got in? Because dude got concussed.
Jaren Hall.
Yes, he never heard of bro. Dobbs gets in and lights them up. There was no reason Minnesota should have won that game. You're on third string quarterback. Jet is still out. And Falcons, I'm pretty sure Brian last week, weren't your overreaction about the Falcons like winning that division like easily or something like that?
I said Taylor Heineke would lead them to win the division.
I mean, it still could happen. Saints just beat the Bears, so it makes it a little tougher. Panthers obviously out that race. Texans took care of the Bucks. So, yes, yeah, 25 was insane. But, yeah, Arthur Smith. And I know some people are like, yeah, that's not really overreaction. That could be obvious. But there have been some terrible coaches in our lifetime. Like, it's, we had Urban Meyer with the Jags. We had a lot of the Browns. a lot of Browns coach. We had the last 5 years of Marvin Lewis, the Bengals. Who else we got? Trying to think of, like, real bad.
Jim Zorn.
I was about to say Jay Gruden, but he's even better than these guys.
It's not even about, like, the level. It is about the level of coaching, but it's also just, for, like, the way his post games go, it's like he's, like, wants to be the smartest in the room. Like, he's actually, yeah. like, doing this for, like, good. Yeah. He's like, you know, if a player comes off, say, hey, I'm not in it for stats. I mean, they're. I can respect it because, I mean, they want to play. They do want to play good. If they didn't score the touchdown or hit the prop, whatever. You can't control it. But that dude's out there, like, what do you, like, he's, like, responding to reports, like, what are you talking about, Moore? Like, what, you clearly don't know how to play football. I'm the coach here. This is why, since if Bijan says he's having a bad day, I'll just sit him. He doesn't have to see the ball ever again. I don't think he's hit more than, because he's on one of my teams. He has fewer than 15 touches, like, yeah, the past 5 weeks. Something like that. And he's, like, literally, like, a top. I don't know when they draft, but, like, it's your top. It's your first round pick.
I mean, he's top 10 pick.
He was yeah. eighth overall, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I got him fifth in fantasy.
And it's just the way he just talks in his interviews. Because, like, obviously I know I'm not big on the coaches. That's why I kind of needed to break it. But I only really know coaches if they're super good or if they, you know, got some history behind their name. Or if they're just awful.
And who's the Texans coach?
Bill Belichick is the coach of New England Patriots. And, Arthur Smith, man.
What did that have to do with it? Well, for now. He is the coach for now.
Didn't somebody, send it? No, it might have been in my other chat.
He was about to get fired.
No, his brother or something was actually, I got to pull it up.
His dad owns FedEx.
Not thing. That. No, they've been doing some more digging. They said something. I'm going to find it.
It's your turn for the overreaction.
All right, then I'll do my overreaction.
Boy, so I know the guess the player's going to be insane.
My overreaction last week was that Dallas was going to run the NFC. Doubling back on it. They just played the Eagles, and we got a new show in town. It was a good game to watch. I mean, I think Dallas got cheated with that illegal formation thing.
Yeah, that's on that. I mean, as a Commanders fan, I like to see them lose, but yeah. That, I would have been pissed if that was us.
And the overreaction is, they just not, I mean, it's actually kind of hard to overreact to it because it was a good game. But I guess we saw which defense was more dominant because I don't think Pollard really got off. CD definitely still did his thing, and that's what's actually been a really bright spot for them. But, I mean, they do have to put together some wins before I can double back again. So maybe triple back and say they're back to running the NFC. But I think I've figured out what my other one was. It might be better. And it's that the Seahawks.
Yeah, let's look this way.
The Seahawks. They're done. They don't have a chance.
They are cooked.
Yeah, they don't have a chance.
3-7-3 is disgusting.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I was literally typing that. I guess I got interrupted or my mind was somewhere else. Because I'm like, I feel like I shouldn't be talking about Dallas. Oh, I remember 37-3. And I was wondering, like, why EK had one catch. And I'm like, what's going on?
He hasn't had a good season at all, though.
I mean, sure. But 3 points as a, I can't say NFL team because my NFL team didn't score 3 points probably a few times this year. But as a respectable NFL team,
yeah,
you're supposed to put up more than 3 points no matter what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Ravens, I mean, I'm not saying they're like, I don't think they're widely recognized as like a top defense. I mean, I think defense is still their focus based off how not super talented the offense is, but
I think their offense is better than their defense. Offense, I think they have. Well, I don't know. It's hard to say.
But
they're even on both sides.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna go to wrap it up. My at least this one. Eagles are back to king of NFC, and Seahawks. No, I was going to say that the worst bird in the NFL, but that's the Falcons, obviously.
The Cardinals are all birds.
Yeah.
Kyler's coming back.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. The Eagles being, I mean, they are the best team. Like,
I just said last week that Dallas.
No, yeah, I know. But Dallas did get cheated. That one, the Gilmore. Was it pass interference or holding on AJ late in the game was insane. Like, bro literally just slapped, like, touched him, and they called it. And then that Tony Pollard thing was crazy. Like, for them, they had that replay. They showed them telling the ref, yeah, this dude is a legal receiver. And ref acknowledged it. And when that happened, he was like, nah, never mind.
We changed our mind. I think he got the lineman himself got to say it, too. If he don't say it, then it's like, well.
Oh, so that's what it was.
Yeah, well, he the one that mainly got to check in. Like, nobody else has to say it for him. He got to check in.
And then the CD catch at the end was just funny. I mean, nothing cheated, but it's just funny. Yeah. They really jumped that man, bro. Like, first off, he was right there. Yeah. Like, I was pressed because that gave me like 5 extra points of fantasy.
Yeah.
But I was that memes came out, bro. I was like,
get that nigga, bro.
Oh, y'all see this? Y'all don't do this.
Because when they flip slow down, agent. Oh, that's perfect.
When they flip back over.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
It's your bill for the overreaction.
Overreaction. Currently, every team in the, what's that, the AFC North? Yeah, AFC North is in the playoff picture.
Mm-hmm. Boy, what we say, Shane, that man Mike Tomlin not going out like that.
I said it.
Currently, every team in the AFC North is in the playoff picture, and right behind in the AC is the Bills. Not only are the Texans jumping the Bills in the seeding, they'll knock out they'll get the last playoff spot over one of those AFC North teams, and probably won't be Cleveland that misses the playoffs all year.
So, who, the Dolphins are winning the AFC East right now?
No, AFC North.
No, I'm asking.
Oh, yeah.
That's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll smack them.
They can win that all they want, but you saw what happens when they face some comp.
Yeah. Well, they should be playing better with Ramsey back. Well, they are, but I don't know.
So let me clean that up for purposes, mm-hmm. AI purposes. Like, this can be clipped. I just broke this microphone stand probably. Yeah. Despite the AFC North having every team in the playoff picture, the Browns will miss the playoffs, and the Bills, not the Bills, the Texans will take not only their playoff spot, but will knock the Bills out of playoffs as well.
So that's saying Texans get the wild card spot.
Yeah.
Not they win the division.
Not the final wild card spot.
And so you still got Jags winning that division.
Yeah, they 6-2. Texans 4-4. They got enough. Oh, they got enough space.
Yeah, it'll be interesting when they match back up for sure.
Didn't they have their card like shit the first time they met up? Or didn't they always?
Nah, Texans smacked them.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
But even if they sweep them, they'll still be up a game.
Yeah.
Potentially, so.
They just know who to be scared of for the rest of it, for a few years.
For sure.
That boy CJ coming.
I hope Mike didn't pick that up. overreaction. Well, I'll stay in the AFC North. I said this at the very beginning of the season. This is a Super Bowl prediction, and I'm going to say it now. Steelers win that division. I don't Mike Tomlin's just a great coach. This man, Kenny Pickett, sucks, but they're getting the job done. I just couldn't imagine what they'd be like with the average quarterback. Like, they'd be so tough. Shout out Deontay Johnson. Scored his first touchdown since 2021. And I was it took everything. I was really about to bet an anytime touchdown because there was so much hyping him up for this game. And I wish I did, but
watch him go on like a 10-game streak. It's one touchdowns too.
Or the opposite. What if it's only one? But
also, before you can see, hey, George Pickens. Stop. That too, but you costing me money. You costing me fantasy matchups, bro. Like, do something. Catch. Get your feet in bounds. Get more than one catch. How you have two catches in negative 1 yard? That's it. Go ahead. Finish
it. That's it, actually, because now I just thought of my last overreaction. So, Shane, you go ahead. So, that overreaction, the Steelers will win the AFC North.
Okay.
That's nuts, by the way. But
oh, very.
Yeah. I fuck with it.
I'm going to go to the NFC.
Well, John Harbaugh, a great coach.
NFC too. West, I believe. And I'm just
going to name the teams. Who's in the NFC West?
Without Cardinals, Seahawks,
okay.
Niners, Rams.
Okay.
I mean, that one.
Name one coach in that division.
One coach, Sean McVay.
Okay.
But, speaking of Sean McVay, I think that team's about to blow it all up. I just think they kind of getting nagging injuries. They have stuff to build with. Like, I do like Kyren Williams, obviously Puka. He's had some, not hype, but he's been good for what he's needed to do when Cup was down, when Cup was up. But I think all three of them are about to just bounce. And when I say three, I mean Cup, Stafford, Donald. I think they're done. Donald had mentioned, like, even like a year or two ago that he was going to be done if they didn't, like, do something.
Well, after Super Bowl, he said he was told him to retire.
Yeah.
And last year.
Yeah. So I'm like, this has to be it. I mean, Cup came off the hamstring. I mean, he's okay. He's not doing anything crazy. Stafford dealing with that more nagging injuries.
Shout out Carson Wentz.
Yeah. Shout out Carson Wentz. And I just think the old heads over there are done. They're going to have to bring in and try to make this shift smooth, because I think they have a chance not to dominate. I mean, the NFC West is probably, I'm not going to say it's about as open as any division can get, because there are some teams I do prefer over there, which is at least the Niners. Don't know what the Cardinals about to do based off this Caitlin Williams, Kyler situation. But, I think Cup has to go. I mean, I think Cup just might be done. I mean, he peaked. I don't know. Is he 30, 31? Something like Cup. Not young, but.
Yeah, I think he is 30, actually. I think I did see that.
And
I'm at the same way. I'm
on 30.
Yeah, Donald should be tired. And if Stafford just done, I mean, I just don't. They got to start figuring out the next, like, wave so they're not behind with all these other teams that are rebuilding. Because, like we said, I think early as a preview, that there's not too many awful teams in the league. You don't want to be one of the worst or, like, you know, bottom three, four teams in the league. Because I think after that is a huge jump up to at least competitiveness. And, like, you know, it's not more so, hey, we're thinking about tanking. Like, you got teams like the Texans who don't have to tank to get another pick. Don't know what to say about the Bears. I think they're just inconsistent. I don't think they planned on tanking. They traded for DJ Moore, I think. I don't think they got him in the offseason. They traded for him, right?
Yeah, no.
They traded for him in the offseason.
In the offseason.
Yeah, when they gave up their number one pick.
Okay. And so, yeah, I think the Rams need to do that. Don't delay this situation. Have the old-timers just hanging around making money for fun. I mean, even though it is their choice, but I think they should move him before they fall into a bad path, because they did at least get some picks for trading away Ramsey, right?
Not no first. That's what I was about to say. The only thing with the Rams is, because we see basketball teams tank all the time. Mm-hmm. We see football teams to an extent do it, not as much as NBA teams.
Mm-hmm.
But the Rams are like in the worst position in any sport to tank, because they have nothing. If they don't have any like solid building blocks. Like Puka's cool, but it's like Puka's not giving you a first in return.
Mm-hmm.
Cup at this point probably not getting you a first. Not saying he's garbage or nothing like that.
Yeah,
but he's just 30. Obviously Stafford's not getting you a first right now.
Yeah.
Donald, I don't think he'd get you a first either, because people probably question how long he'd stay around.
Mm-hmm.
You have no first round picks. McVay did the same thing. He was battling retirement a year ago, so it's like y'all have nothing to trade away. Y'all have nothing to, no high draft picks. So they're probably in the worst situation to actually tank.
In the NFL. I know this is the NFL thing.
Yeah.
You know what's good with the Clippers. Sorry, I had
to. I think they differ, though. Because they, I know everybody was like, they all free agents this year. But when you look at all four of them, they're not going anywhere. Like, no team is going to offer them any money. Steve Ballmer, the only one that's going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so that's your last one?
Yeah, I think that was a solid one.
Of course you think your own, though. It's like you thought we agreed with you on the first one.
Yeah, I did, no?
No.
I
don't
know. Brian, what's your last one, Brody?
I think it is time to put to rest one of the most talked about, like, pre-draft notions and rhetorics that I've always hated, and that is the can't draft such and such quarterback because they went to such and such school. CJ Stroud is killing that one for Ohio State. Joe Burrow killed that one for LSU. For a while, they were saying that about Alabama.
I was going to say Justin Fields is bringing it back to life, and just CJ Stroud killing it.
I mean, even Justin Fields could play.
Yeah, he can. Go ahead.
They were saying that for Alabama for a while, and it seemed like what, I mean, Tua's in a certain situation, but Tua's killing that. Mac Jones is trying his hardest, though. but Bryce Young has potential. Jalen Hurts, I mean, I know he finished at Oklahoma, but he was at Alabama, too.
But Lincoln Riley fixed his mechanics.
Yeah, for sure.
Mechanics of Bama was not like they was Oklahoma.
That's very true. He was still in the room, so I'll give him a pass. But, yeah, I just think it's time to, like, just not look at – unless they went to, like, Army or Navy, that's different, where they run 40 times a game, 40, 50 times a game. But I think the pre-draft notion of a certain quarterback went to a certain school, and it's like, nah, we should stay away from that. I think we're starting to see that the NFL is starting – not even starting to, but the NFL is being more open to, like, college concepts and – college schemes that help these younger players thrive right away. You know, if this was still drop back under center, 5-7-step drops from 2005, then yes, I would get it. But you see spread offenses in football. You see RPOs in football now, NFL rather. And now it's just a matter of can they play the game? Can they play the position of quarterback? And if so, then draft them. Don't worry about where they went to school. So that's my final overreaction.
I actually like that one because I saw you tweet that and I was like, yeah, I'm going to save this for the podcast. And I like it because you already know I'm going to disagree with it.
Yeah.
you used all great examples though. For one, let's start off with the big one. Ohio State, obviously. They've had nothing but failures.
Mm-hmm.
And CJ Stroud, before his season started, we all heard, well, not Shane probably. Yeah, we all heard of him going in. And Leek, we all, from the fantasy chat, he's an Ohio State fan. He's always like, bro, they're going to be good. And I'm like, no, they're not. And he was like, CJ Stroud different. So I'm like, man, whatever. But I before their season started, him and Bryce Young were on the Pivot podcast. And I listened to them joints, and I just heard the way CJ Stroud was talking. I'm like, man, he actually might be different. I watched his tape, and he was different. But I also said him and Bryce Young would struggle coming out the gate because they don't have anything. CJ Stroud's proved that wrong. But there's also an exception to every rule. Like, that's what it comes down to me. But I'm saying I disagree with what you're saying, but I don't think you're wrong either. Like, yes, people can come out anywhere. Carson Wentz came out of North Dakota State and balled for a year, or a year or two maybe. No, it's more than a year, like a year or two. But in all, college does matter because of the offense they run. Ohio State and CJ Stroud, the context with him is different because all the other quarterbacks in Ohio State had Urban Meyer, who did not care about the NFL system. CJ Stroud did not have Urban Meyer, so that was the number one big difference right there. And he's just a baller like that. Yeah. Like I said, he's an exception. Joe Burrow, if you want to say he's LSU, you definitely can't say Hurts is Alabama then, because Joe Burrow spent his first 3 years at Ohio State, then spent his last year at LSU.
He didn't play at Ohio State.
No, he didn't. But their offense. When he went to LSU, their offense had to change for him because LSU was all about running. They all always have scrambling quarterbacks. Yeah. So that's an exception. That's what I'm saying. This is an exception for him. but the certain schools I still stand by. Like I know I do get your point, but like North Carolina, I'm not gonna trust them. I know Drake May coming out. They had Trubisky.
Well, it depends if Sam Howell the truth, then I might help Drake May.
I think Sam Howell's the exception too. I think Sam Howell is a very poor man. Not very poor man. He's a poor man's and smaller Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. And I say that like because he's a big risk taker.
Yeah.
He will take them hits. He will sling it. Like he threw, I don't know if it was this week or last week, but I saw him throw one like dead in the middle of the field in triple coverage and went right to the receiver. But it's like, sheesh.
Yeah.
But, Bama, I still don't believe in him. Bryce Young couldn't be the exception of that one. I don't believe in Mac Jones. I don't count Hurts. Mac Jones sucks. but their run before them, A.J. McCarron, who was their all-time best quarterback, was nothing in the league. I can't even think of the quarterbacks they've had. Like, their quarterback this year is garbage.
Yeah,
he's garbage. I definitely get what you're saying because you can look from other places. Like, Oregon's another school. I do not trust quarterbacks from Oregon. They Justin Herbert's the exception to that, though. Because, like, you have Bo Nix, who I don't believe the 29-year-old will come out and be an elite. Marcus Mariota, the problem with him was adapting to an NFL format. And I can't even think of, like, the other – they just get freak athletes.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I'm saying – that's why I'm still stick by that. But I definitely agree with you to an extent. So I'll leave my last overreaction. And I've said this before. And I just talked about Josh Allen, too. But Josh Allen and Diggs – I don't know if this overreaction or what, but Josh Allen and Diggs are really the NFL version of Russ and Katie. Josh Allen, I know people hate on him because the turnovers, and obviously it is a problem, but that comes with the type of quarterback he is. Like this, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like that's what you want with that type of quarterback. Obviously, if he could tone it down, but it's like if he tones it down, then he's not the same Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. Like that's who he is, and that's what – You're expecting, yeah, he might give you two picks, but he might give you like three or four touchdowns too. The running the ball, the fumblings are a problem. Not going to say that, but I say they're the NFL version of them too because Diggs is obviously like a drama queen. I'm tired of him, bro. Bro, we get it. You're frustrated with the situation sometimes.
Moco ass nigga.
Yeah, but bro, you've been in the league long enough. Like, keep it off TV because we know it's getting frustrated with your quarterback.
Yeah.
He said it's the media, though.
No, we see you. That's like OBJ and the Giants. Like, bro, we see you're the problem.
You saw him tell the dude to get his ass up that he knocked over after he spoke to two.
Diggs?
Yeah.
Nah.
He knocked him
when he got the 2-point conversion,
I thought you were talking about his teammate or something.
Nah.
Yeah, I did see that. I was, yeah.
He's like, get your ass up.
Yeah, bro, he'd be doing too much, and that reminds me of KD, and I could definitely see a departure. I can see, like, if Diggs either requests a trade at the end of this year, I don't know what his contract situation is, but I can definitely see whenever it is, he'd probably leave out because he's not happy there. Buffalo's not a place for, us anyway. But, yeah, that's what I'll leave it at. That's my last overreaction. Is that the NFL version of Russ and KD?
I like it.
Because obviously Josh Allen is. The reason why people love Russ, also the people why, reason why people hate Russ. Same thing with Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah. So now, y'all have anything else y'all want to say? Get to the main event.
Arthur Smith will be the next coach fired. And even though I know I just said that Taylor Heineke will take him to the playoffs last week, Arthur Smith will be the next coach fired. You can't be that stubborn.
This podcast, we're allowed to change.
You cannot be that stubborn and not have like people questioning you as a coach. Like, are you not using your best players to prove a point? Are you betting against them? Like, what's the deal? So, I think he'll be the next coach fired.
Gotta be.
You know, it's another school that doesn't produce NFL talent.
What position?
In general.
What strength question do
you have? Let me think. Are they like their top 25 ranked team?
For sure.
Hold on. I would do one.
Before people comment like, oh, they have this player. I mean, the players they put out compared to how long they last in the league.
I'm gonna say Notre Dame.
Oh, that absolutely. I don't trust anybody coming out.
No.
Until, you know, growing up, they were independent. So they played like the worst of the worst schools and it's kept getting ranked.
USC.
Brady Quinn. And, USC is a good. They're coming up.
Miami.
I don't think they even produce players. I can't
anymore.
Think. Yeah, I don't know the last good player that came from Miami.
Texas. And
The only hint I can give is that this would be surprising coming from me.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Yep.
Yeah.
We don't produce nothing.
I was just about to hit you up the other day, but like, I ain't heard shit from Mozzie Smith all season.
Yeah, we don't produce nothing. Right? Remember Denard Robinson back in the day?
I did.
Shoelace. I mean, it was nice. But yeah, let's get into the main event of the show. Guess the player. Give y'all some stats and some accolades. Well, this guy has no accolades. But I'll give y'all some stats, and y'all tell me who this guy is. Make it easier for y'all. Like last week, this is a quarterback.
Ooh.
He's no longer in the league, though. He played from 05 to 2014, mainly known for one team, which he played 3 years for. His best year, he threw for 3,800 yards. 21 touchdowns and 12 picks. His last year in the league, he actually threw for 3,000 yards. I didn't know that. With 18 touchdowns and 10 picks. Best year, obviously, was the 21 touchdowns. Highest is also. Oh, no, he threw 13 picks his rookie season with. Oh, my God. 9 touchdowns, 13 picks as a rookie. Jesus. 1,800 yards, 13 picks, and 9 touchdowns as a rookie. That's just crazy. But he went 10-5. No, that's crazy. Yeah, this guy has no accolades whatsoever. But we all know this guy.
Brandon Weeden.
No. He did not play for Cleveland. He's played for 5 different teams. Both divisions. Both conferences, I mean. 2 of them were in the NFC. 3 were in the AFC. Kind of more known as a backup, maybe. The first team he was on, he started with, though. And the guy, I think he replaced Brian mentioned last week in Guess the Player. It was Taco Tuesday, man. My stomach going crazy.
Oh, you
I see in the media recently.
No.
Okay, just had to make sure.
No, I'm saying no. Like, I'm pretty sure. The only reason I thought of this dude is because the name Brian said last week.
Okay. The only reason I ask, and this is not a guess, because that means the hint is correct. It's not a guess, but y'all see that news about Jimmy Clausen?
Yeah.
He said 1 million. Jimmy Clausen
definitely ain't played this long.
He said you got the number, bro. So Brian, you know what?
It's not Jason Campbell.
Nope.
Nah.
For the Raiders. He said the Browns, though. No Browns. He played for the Browns.
He didn't play for any Washington team.
No Washington, no Browns.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Was he involved in an own trade?
I don't think so.
I think I might know. I would know.
Could be wrong, but I don't think so.
Did he play for the Seahawks?
Nope. Damn. You're probably thinking Matt Flynn.
Yeah.
I mean, anything y'all want to ask, go ahead. It's just hard because he has no accolades.
I was saying, we about to just start saying, man.
Kyle Orton.
It is Kyle
Orton. That's a disgusting name, bruh.
It's Kyle Orton.
That is a disgusting name.
Wait, did anything give it away or you just guess?
No Browns and no freaking.
Hold on, that's a disgusting name.
Can you think of the name Brian said last week?
Oh my God.
Is it the other Broncos, dude?
No.
The Bears do.
Yeah. Rex Grossman.
Oh, yeah.
That's a disgusting name.
And I've been looking for this stat this whole show, but I finally found it. Because you started the show about Josh Allen. Josh Allen has 16 game-winning drives since he's been in the league.
Been in the league for a while, though.
Since 2018. This is sixth year right now. I mean, that's not bad, though.
No, it's not.
It's not.
I mean, name somebody else you'd want to compare him to.
C.J. Stroud.
I don't think he has game-winning drive.
He just had one.
Plural.
I thought you said.
That's just comparing to Mahomes.
Man, Mahomes puts teams away before they can even get into game-winning drive situations.
All right, let me see real quick. Mahomes. And so, what gave it away, Brian?
I just remember the 05 year. Like, draft year quarterback-wise, randomly.
So, Mahomes came in a year before Allen, but obviously sat out first year. So, their first years were together, Mahomes and Allen. Allen has more game-winning drives.
I told you why.
All right, any other quarterback you want to name real quick?
That has maybe more game-winning drives?
The only one I can think of for sure is Stafford. But I remember seeing, like, last week that Allen is one that has the most game-winning drives. That's why that clutch narrative is weird, but
it's because it's not on him. It's because when he leaves the field, and the team has an opportunity to score, so it's not. I guess I can't put it on him. I'm just saying his defense maybe is the most unclutch defense.
So they always give injuries the worst time, and I mean he also does put him. I'm not trying to like say he's scot free, get him all scot free, because he does put him in bad positions sometimes. But that defense just. Every year, the cornerbacks go down. Vaughn Miller went down the worst time last year.
That was mid-playoffs, wasn't it? Or was it before?
I think it was right before the playoffs.
It was like December.
But, yeah. All right, anything else y'all want to say before we end off?
Commanders random middle of the season win streak has started. I got them upsetting the Seahawks this week. I also got the Panthers upsetting the Bears.
The Seahawks are favorites?
The Seahawks are like 6-point favorites against
us. Oh my God.
I mean, 3 points would be at home, but then, yeah.
37-3 and they favorites?
Yeah, they're 6-point favorites. So I got us with the upset. I got the Panthers with the upset over the Bears. Man, let me pick another upset for this weekend. I'm just looking at the.
Panthers Bears is disgusting, Shane.
Oh it is, God. And it's on primetime TV.
It's on primetime?
Thursday yes. night. What's more disgusting than that or Jets Raiders on Sunday night?
Jets Raiders.
Because Sunday night's more prime time than Thursday.
Or Broncos Bills Monday night.
That one's not going to be as awful as
it. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be as bad. Panthers Bears definitely the worst one. No. I meant the Sunday night one. Because Panthers Bears, at least there's going to be NBA on at that time, too.
Next upset is going to be Texans over the Bengals. Fuck you, Q. You a bitch.
If he does, if that happens, CJ Stroud might really be top five.
top five. I don't think there's anything for me.
Lions and Chargers, we all got real quick.
Lions.
Like it's finally came around, man. Niners, Jags. I'm just asking the interesting
Niners. Games. I don't care. I know they're on the
yeah, they're not losing four straight. Hold on, let me think about that.
I think the run game is going to be keeping the
Jags. What time is the game? Because I know it's in Jacksonville. It's at 1 o'clock?
Niners get that, 10 a.m. start for them?
Give me Jacksonville.
Yes, sir. And last one, Browns and Ravens.
Ravens.
It's gonna be an interesting game defensively.
Yeah. I don't think the under. Whatever the under is, take it.
What if they put it at like 24?
It's under.
But yeah, so maybe we might get together some, just do some projections. I mean, predictions, or do the NBA episode in, because things are getting a little interesting in the league. Wemby showing he's that guy.
Mm-hmm. Dylan Brooks is dominating.
It's gross. Asur Thompson is looking good.
Except from three.
Yo, my God.
Let's see the compilation.
Bruh, five air balls, one half is crazy. Is crazy. But, yeah, that's what we'll just end off there for now. Appreciate y'all for listening to Stats from Facts podcast. We'll catch y'all next time.